بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد We are discussing from the kitab إصلاح المعاملات Correction of monetary dealings That in Islam we have a complete system In regards to monetary dealings and how we should operate our businesses, our professions in a manner that is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The last time we had discussed the attributes, the qualities of a business, Muslim businessman. And among the virtues of a Muslim businessman, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned that, O traders, O businessmen, the traders, the businessmen will be raised as sinners in the day of Qiyamah, except those who abstain from sin. Those that abstain from sin during their trade, whilst trading, whilst in the professions. So who performed good deeds and acted with honesty. But the traders will be raised as sinners on the day of Qiyamah, except those who abstain from sin. They're particular, they had taqwa, they were conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the time of trading. And they performed good deeds. When it came to their trade, it did not hinder them, block them, obstruct them from the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and acting with honesty. So there are three things mentioned in this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the riwayat of Tirmizi Sharif Ibn Majah, that when it comes to trading, when it comes to mu'amalat, then a person should be very, very particular. He doesn't break the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we find among the teachings of our elders and seniors, they would say that don't ever break the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The time when you do break the command of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, then remember the curse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins to descend upon you. When the curse of Allah will descend upon a person, then Allah will remove him from his rahmat. And once a person is removed from the rahmat and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there's no barakat in his trading. There's no barakat, there's no blessings. It'll be just chasing figures, chasing end of the month. But it'll never be enough. So you should abstain from all type of sin, whether it's lies, whether it's cheating, dishonesty. And together with this abstaining from sin, Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu's riwayat, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned to him, that O Abu Hurairah, ittaqil maharim, that refrain, adopt taqwa from all those things that are haram. Ittaqil maharim takun a'bad al-nas. That refrain from all haram things, you will become the greatest worshipper. The greatest worshipper is that a person whose salah is very long or tahajjud. Person can do all the positive a'mal, but one drop of haram in his life, it has the potential to destroy the reward of all his good a'mal. So refrain from all types of haram, and you will become the greatest worshipper in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to abstain from sin, and then after to perform good deeds and to act with honesty. This hadith, ulama explained thereafter, that this is because when it comes to business, the businessman do not take the sharia into account, nor are they attentive in imbibing good character in their greed for income and profit. So when it comes to sinning, when they fall into these avenues, when it comes to good character also, greed for income and profit, then they become targets of this. Ill character, bad character. And on the day of Qiyamah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that the weightiest action or the weightiest thing on the day of Qiyamah on the scales of a mu'min will not be his ibadat, etc. That will add weight. But the weightiest, the heaviest thing on the day of Qiyamah will be good character. A person can be the greatest worshipper, but doesn't have good character, he hurts the feelings of people. And he usurps their rights and the huquq. Then on the day of Qiyamah, he will have to answer for this. He will have to give hisab kitab. So when it comes to good character at the time of business, that at all times, a person should be very, very conscious that I am displaying good character. And to learn good character, we have to go back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not the good character that is displayed in the marketplace. What is real good character, we have to go back. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that, O Nabi of Allah, verily you are upon great character. And how beautifully when Alim explains, he says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given the franchise of good character to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you want to learn good character, you'll have to go back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we'll have to learn what is good character in the sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the marketplace. And when it comes to greed for income and profit, that too is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as ulama explained, that when it comes to our sustenance, is linked to our salah, is linked to our ibadat. When a person will worship Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, especially Fajr Salah, time is the most important. Different riwayat. At the time of Fajr Salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at that time distributes sustenance to a person. So don't miss our portion of sustenance. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, once after Fajr Salah, he goes to the house of Hazrat Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. She had performed the salah and she was lying down. Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam gently, he touched her with his foot and told Fatima, wake up. This is the time after Fajr. That is how we are encouraged after Fajr Salah, spend some time in the masjid, spend some time in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The dhikr of Allah after Fajr Salah, after Asr Salah is very, very important. Set the time to go to bed and to sleep. Yes, if a person is overpowered, extremely tired, then he can take a rest. But the time after Fajr and after Asr is very, very valuable. In the hadith, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned the person who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a little while, after Fajr and after Asr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will suffice him for the intervening times. Allah will suffice him whatever his needs are, Allah will take care of it. And how beautifully, our ulama explained that in Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladheena amanu dhkurullaha dhikran kathira. O people of Iman, remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala abundantly. Allah wants us to remember Him excessively, abundantly. But then to the Hadith Sharif says, if you remember Allah for a little while only, Allah is demanding that I want excessive dhikr. But then to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, considering the ummah, says to us that if you remember Allah a little while, after Fajr and after Asr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will suffice you for the intervening times. What does it mean? That although Allah wants us to make excessive dhikr, but the little we will make also Allah appreciates it. On that Allah will give a lot. A little dhikr at the right time Allah will give a lot. So after Fajr Salah, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam goes to Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. Oh Fatima, wake up. This is the time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala distributes your sustenance. Don't miss your share of your sustenance. So when it comes to greed and profit, the greed for profit and income, but this is one ilaj, one remedy. The wake up Fajr Salah. Wake up Fajr Salah. Come to the masjid. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for barakah. So they get rid of their useless talk by deceiving the customer. There's one way now they fall into sin. That they get rid of their useless talk by deceiving the customer. They take advantage of the inexperienced customer by selling imitations as the original. He doesn't know. They tell him he's genuine. So he believes the shopkeeper. But it's a lie. They pass off goods manufactured by unknown companies as products produced by well-known companies amongst the sins of the businessmen. They sell second-hand goods as new and charge irrelevant prices as well. They hold back goods in order to sell it at exorbitant prices when the people are helpless. When there's a need for the goods, then they hold it back for the prices to go up. And then they release accordingly. That too is a sin. Together with this, they neglect salah or perform it without jama'ah. We find commonly in the winter months, when Asr is very early, 4:30. The many a time we find that our brothers come late to the masjid, they combine, so to say, the Asr and Maghrib Salah. Which is absolutely not acceptable. That we read the Asr Salah when the sun turns pale, loses its glow and its shine. So the Asr Salah should be read at least minimum 30 minutes before sunset. But then we find jamaats upon jamaats, 10 minutes before Maghrib Salah, 15 minutes before Maghrib Salah, that Asr Salah is being performed. So we know when it comes to business hours time, we abide to this. Shop opens, shop closes, we have also notices. But when it comes to Fajr, when it comes to Salah time, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already specified the Salah time. But that has to be performed on the correct time. So they perform, so they neglect the salah or perform it without jama'at. They do not calculate zakat properly, nor fulfill it. Even if they can afford it, they do not perform hajj. Due to abundant wealth, they utilize it in haram avenues and spend extravagantly, especially in wedding occasions. They are caught up in pride. These are amongst the vices which is mentioned in the hadith more or less, that a person should abstain from sin. But these are the basic sins that we find in the marketplace nowadays. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq to refrain and to give us taqwa, inshallah. Subhanakallahumma.